Back to the Steve Cochran Show.
Oh, man, Bickle put Sammy Vatanen right down to the ice on his back with a massive hit. Bickle looking for two for his money. He got it. A thunderous body check in the near corner on Vatanen. Oh, and then Bickle steps into Byfuglien from behind and knocks him down, and Byfuglien takes exception to it. Bickle sharp over the wild line left wing to Bickle, coming by Moose, and shoots and scores! Brian Bickle!
Bickle to Shaw, left corner to Keith. To the line, Rundblad tees it up, fire save, and rebound score! Brian Bickle!
.720 WGN, Pete McMurray in for Steve Cochran, .740. I think we were all stunned to hear the news over the weekend that number 29, former Chicago Blackhawk and current Carolina Panther Brian Bickle announced he had MS, the massive outpouring of support and love on social media. I thought, hey, we need to check in with this guy and see how he's doing. And on the phone with us is Brian himself. Brian, first of all, how are you feeling?
Feeling all right. I'm just taking it day by day right now. And it's a new, experience. I didn't know much about it. And like I said, we're just taking it day by day. And hopefully we can get better to, get back on ice again.
I mean, the main question is, how did you find out?
There's something going wrong. I mean, like, everybody knows their own body, and I've been playing hockey my whole life, and I just had some side effects on the ice where, half my one arm or one leg was off, and it wasn't working like it's been working for the last 20 years, and I'm like, I need to. Something's not right, and got an MRI, and then we saw some information and some things up top that, diagnosed to MS. So, with my family and what we're going through right now, just to hopefully get better, to ultimately to get back on the ice, but for my health is the most important thing.
The Carolina Hurricanes released a statement over the weekend, and the outpouring of love and support on Facebook amazed me. I mean, it's you that people are sending their love and their prayers and their support to. How do you feel about this?
Yeah, it's definitely special. It's not the greatest news when you find out that you have MS, and it hits the media, then you see the support I have kind of around the world where. A lot of people in Europe and, with the Blackhawks and with the Hurricanes, and especially with the family and friends, seeing, Twitter and Instagram and all that stuff, what I've, based my career around is playing hockey and doing the right things off of hockey. And I think, showed the recognition of all the people that, appreciate it, and they just wanted to send best wishes and thoughts my way.
Tell me about that moment when you heard. I have a doctor years ago that said to me, listen to your body. So you're feeling some pain, your body's not right, you go to the doctor. Tell me about that moment when he told you that you have MS.
It wasn't so much pain, it was just something wasn't right. Like it was a different feeling where it was kind of like an outer body experience where my leg, my arm was not on my body, but it was still functioning. And my signals, going from my brain to my arm and leg weren't, reading what I wanted to read. And, finding out and hearing that from the first time, I didn't know much about it. I just thought MS is, a disease. And I know going through treatment last week and seeing the people, the average people that, come in once a month, once every 6 months. And, they've been living through it for, I met a guy who's been doing it for 50 years, and he shot a 78 a couple of weeks ago. So he's, life moves on after this. And, my goal is hopefully, to get back on the ice and contribute and help my team and, do my job. And if I can do that, and that'll be the best goal. But overall, just to have a happy and still a full life.
Brian, I'm curious. Have you spoken to Josh Harding, the former goaltender for the Wild?
I have. I touched base with him. I got his number, and he just told me some experiences, what he went through, you know, situations and different symptoms and different things when, you know, the hockey was activated. But it was nice to reach out to him to get a base off of it.
We're talking with former Chicago Blackhawk and current Carolina Hurricane Brian Bickle on the phone with us. So much outpouring. People are sending in text messages right now. We're rooting for you, Brian. I mean, people want, when they hear about this, they want to do something. What would you want them to do?
What they've done already, the support and love it shows, to me that there's a, you know, there's hope, and this is not, you know, near end of finishing my career. I gotta, you know, fight and hopefully, you know, get the best treatment to get me back on the ice, and these fans and support I've had around, it drives me, and that it's a special what I've done in Chicago with the sport, with the fans, and I know I'm touched by them for sure.
You got a lot of love here in Chicago, buddy.
Yeah.
And everybody has a Bickle story. I mean, I've filled in for Cochran many times in the past. I've talked to you many times. I've been to a Blackhawks convention with my son, Charlie. You were nice enough to take pictures and talk to him. Everybody has a Bickle story. There's got to be somebody in this town that wants to punch you. I mean, people are texting in pictures of you from the convention.
Yeah.
Our listeners.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's great stuff, man. It really
it is. It's, I always had a philosophy. I came from a small town of, 800 people. And, it starts with one fan. You want to make one fan's, day or month or year that leave that last experience, meeting them, because they're sometimes they're lost of words and they don't know what to say. And to have that first impression for the fans and to be that part of, hockey player off the ice, that was my goal, and it's still from this day that, even if I'm not playing hockey, I'll still proceed it as that way.
And what's the next step? Are you taking medication right now? Are you doing therapy? What happens?
Yeah, I'm just hopefully, stabilizing my systems and my symptoms, and by doing some, I don't know, you could say drugs or whatever that they've been putting in me to hopefully get everything stabilized, that I'm okay to, get back on the ice. But, it's a little early to tell. We're just, taking day by day, and hopefully the symptoms will, flare down, and I can get back on the ice and exercise and do what I need to do.
That's all you can do, man. We're all praying for you here in Chicago, Bri.
Thanks.
All right, man. Take care of yourself, and we'll talk soon.
Very much. Thank you very much, guys.